order whatever you want. The food here is really good.
Why do you want to eat here? What's wrong with the office?
The office is for business. I don't want to talk business now.
What is there left to say?
The passports are ready. The visas are okay and won't be problematic. We just need tickets.
You see, you're still talking business.
No, this is personal. Working with strangers. Now, that's called business. Here you are. Miss Sarah Merhabi.
With Nima?
With Nima. You have your visas? I told you I'd send you away, didn't I? I told you not to worry about being barred from leaving the country and charges. There's your ticket to freedom. What do you say?
Nothing. What can I say? I can't even believe it. You've been a great help all this time.
Don't start, Tamine.
Sarah, you've got to get used to using my new name.
All that I've done for me. For us, actually. You don't owe me anything. So please don't talk about these things. Talk about good things. Talk about things that make us happy. The days that are to come.
I'm not used to talking about the days to come. I'm used to running away from the days past so no one can reach me. It's hard to imagine the future.
No, don't be bitter. Those are Tamine's words. We've been through a lot. Talk the way Sarah talks. Sarah doesn't talk like that.
Sarah says thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, what are we going to do about you?
So you do think about me. I'm coming with you. I just have some unfinished business.
And so do I.
I'll get the tickets tonight. I'll call you. Let me know how things go. Now I have a surprise for the old Tamine and the new Sarah. Something to remind you that I am with you.
This really isn't necessary.
You don't like it? We can change it.
I love it. I think it's beautiful. I just want to wear it when we leave and put everything behind us.
You always complicate things, turn them into something else.
We all have our quirks.
It's a girl, Ghazali.
You still have that number?
I told you, I have some unfinished business. Hello.
Tell me, are you messing with me?
You're angry again, but you don't have the money? Do you?
Our deal was for me to give you the money when I get the passports and visas.
So we're still on the same page.
I need to leave soon. I can't wait much longer.
The passport is ready. Bring the money tomorrow and get your passport. If I've put up with you until now, it's because of the person who introduced you. I usually don't put up with unruly clients.
Don't be cute. Why tomorrow?
Do you want them delivered then?
Hey, listen. I'm in no mood for jokes.
I'm out of town. I'll be at my office tomorrow. Bring money and get the passports. Bring all the money. It's all I get out of this transaction.
That's hard to believe. I'll be there tomorrow.
Take your books, don't forget now. It's a student visa. Are you shocked?
I've worked hard for it. I'll see you.
This one stuck like a leech. Others would give up in the process and leave.
You told her to bring money, now she'll pester me.
Just keep her busy until tomorrow afternoon. Everything will be over tomorrow.
Hello? Hi, my phone's on vibrate. I didn't notice it ringing. Tell me, I'm listening.
Yes, okay. I'll coordinate it. No problem. I'll let you know. Okay, send my regards. Goodbye. Where have you been? I called you early in the morning. It's almost noon now.
So what's wrong, huh? There's no lunch left?
Lunch not ready. Have a cookie.
What? What's the occasion? The picnic in Malaysia?
What do you care? Just eat.
I can't eat that because I've got nothing to give in return.
Everything you need to bring is up there. That's what matters.
Oh, so that's why you called for me, isn't it? Are Farzana and Malaya stuck? They need the one who quit to come back and fix things for them? Didn't you tell them that I've got Alzheimer's? I can't remember.
Not to worry. You'll get your memory back.
Listen, if I'm here now, it's because you insisted. You know that I'm not willing to work with this guy anymore. I'm not kidding. Now please get straight to it.
Nothing. They've sifted out all the hotshots and thrown all the lesser ones away. I've stayed on. Now stop asking me questions. Go to the workshop and get your answer.
I handed in the keys before I left, though.
The door is open. Salon, a cookie?
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
How are you, boys?
Hello.
How are things going? Well, look who's here. Mr. Falai has arrived.
Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you? It's so nice to see you all.
It's great to see you, sir.
I've missed
you.
How are you doing? What's going on? I'm fine, really. Really happy to see you. Nice job. Nice job, guys. Very good job. I'm proud of you. Please excuse me.
Hello.
I'm glad to see you.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How are you? I'd heard you quit. I wanted to call you a couple of times. I thought it would be best to wait till I'm sure, though.
I had personal reasons for quitting. Otherwise, I would have given up so easily.
I know you. You deserve more than this. And I'm not the type of person to let someone take away a project without acknowledging the hard work you've all done. When I told the story to the senior execs, I saw they had no idea what was happening.
But we haven't done anything during this time. We've made no progress at all.
Thank God it's all over. They know how to deal with Farzaneh. I asked you to come so you could get the kids up to speed again. You're the man for the job. You've been here from the start. You have to stay, that is, if your personal problems are solved.
That won't be a problem. I'll take care of it. But I'm really glad you're back. The project manager that came after you had no idea what he was doing.
I've decided to make you the project manager. You like your job, and you're good at it.
Who, me?
Of course. And why shouldn't it be you? Everything is supervised by Sharif University. All the electronic and mechanical engineering kids are on board with the idea. Just you say yes, and we're ready to go.
But what about you? I mean, you're the project manager, aren't you?
I'm a little too busy, and I need your help. You're the best person for the job.
That's what the cookies were for. Congratulations, sir.
Let's leave this talk for later. Didn't you say we're behind? Get them up to speed, and I'll be here to help you in any way I can.
I'm not really in the mood for shopping lately. Why are you looking at me like I owe you something?
You do owe me. You think I'm here at a party?
Come in. Don't be bitter. Ever since I've known you, you've been the same. Like everyone owes you something. It's Nima. Nima! Take this now and pick up your stuff.
Okay.
Just look at you. You're in such a bad mood.
I'm tired and sick of this. You always beat around the bush. I called you. You know why I'm here. So do I.
Money.
I'm afraid so. I need to give the rest of the money to Jalali to get the passports. You know how stubborn he is. He won't budge. Not an inch. He wants it all.
Just forget about him. Does he think you own a bank?
I've told him all that. He wants cash. You've pulled me along till now. Don't think it's been easy for me, the things that I've done for you. Now that we're at the end of the road, give me the money. You should stop putting on a show for Jalali.
I can see you're on fire. How many packets have you got?
Don't start with this, Tamine. I'm not selling. Even if I had to give up everything, you can find someone else. We had a deal from the beginning that I would work for a while until I was ready to leave. Now I'm ready.
Hold on a minute, young girl. Don't dare be so cocky to me. Who do you think you are, yelling at me like that? Don't forget where you're standing. Don't forget who I am. And don't you forget for a minute who you're talking to. I didn't beg you to come and start working for me. You knew how it was. So stop putting on a show for me. Take what's left for yourself. How many packets are left?
Just a couple.
Rashid still doesn't trust me. And you should know that it's all your fault. He hasn't worked with me in the past few weeks, and he doesn't pay what he owes. And he keeps bombarding me with completely empty promises.
So what?
So I've got nothing. I work for somebody else, just like you. Tell Rashid to pay.
I'll die before I go to him. Oh God, what can I do?
Hello, you rotten crook. Why are you giving the girl the runaround?
I'm not. I'm just asking for my money.
You think she's got nobody to stick up for her? Stop playing games. Remember how kind I've been to you, Jalali.
Yes, I know.
Be kind to her, then.
I swear to God, I have been.
When she comes to your office, give her what she wants. Take whatever she's got. I'll give you the rest.
But if I...
Stop arguing with me! When should she come to meet you?
I'm out of town now. Tomorrow. I told her already. Just because of you, I'll tell her I'm backing down because of you.
That won't be necessary. Jalali, I don't want to hear her complain about you again tomorrow. All right, that's enough. You heard everything. Now what?
I heard everything. Okay.
So, I see you're leaving now, too. I've got something for you. Hold on for a minute.
Hello? Hi. I need to see you.
I can't right now. What's wrong?
I've got great news.
I also have great news.
Okay, then you go first.
I really can't. I'm at work now. Tell me quick.
I can't either. I have to tell you in person.
Saman, please. Tell me just a little bit.
It's a long story. I promise I'll tell it in full detail when I see you.
Barami's here. I have to go. See you at the coffee shop. Bye now.
This is Sepita's address. She's a nice girl, just like you. She used to work for me before she left. I helped her out for a little while. She'll also help you out if you tell her you're a friend of mine. Go pay her a visit when you get there. I wish you the best. You're finally getting out of here.
Killing me not to be able to have children. When will the boy come back?
I don't know how he's going to feel when he comes back.
Don't worry about it.
Here you go.
Got married to a policeman.
Pour some water.
Merilla!
Sisters.
I came to take my sisters.
Just get out of here.
Is that a real gun?
Even if he decides to come back, he's not welcome here anymore. I can't force him to love me after all he's done. You want me to try and be a father to him? I said stop! I said go!
Catch me if you can! I thought you were a desert wolf!
I'll catch you!
Thank you.
Did she owe you any money?
Huh? No.
You're late. You need to take the flowers to his wife's grave.
His wife?
It looks like you haven't heard the news. They even wrote about it in all the papers. Bahrami killed his wife.
When?
About a week ago. That's when they shut his office down. And if you were to find him, then you have to go to the police. They say he went bankrupt. Did you know the guy?
No.
Well, some say he was a junkie. You never know what's gonna happen to people around here. Well, I gotta run. Hello.
What can I say? Hundreds of people come here daily.
She worked with Bahrami. She was his secretary.
I knew his secretary, and it wasn't her. Knew his other employees, too. Maybe she works for someone else. I know Mr. Barmalou. Maybe you mean Mr. Barmalou.
No. No, it's not him.
Sir, you forgot these.
What are you doing? You could have waited for me so we could have ordered together. Has he been here a long time?
Yes, it's been a while.
Oh, so that's why he's so upset. Bring me an espresso, please. A really dark, strong, and bitter one.
Go sit. I'll bring it for you.
Which one is it? If you win, you can tell your story first, okay? Foi presto. What is it? Are you upset because I'm late? You know how it is. There was so much traffic, and Bahrami wouldn't let me go. I had to come up with a bunch of lies to get out of there. Come on. It doesn't suit you. Smile. You can't give good news looking like that.
Bahrami's office was shut down a week ago. You don't work there, do you, Ghazaleh?
Is it April Fool's Day? Are you pulling my leg? You've come to the office yourself. I was just there right now.
Bahrami was a junkie who killed his wife. His office has been empty for the past week.
Is that your good news?
Yes. I'm so happy for all the new things I found out. Things are looking up right now. I'd bought you flowers, Ghazaleh. What's your good news? Did Bahrami give you a raise? Did he give you a bonus?
Now's not the place, Aman.
Then where's the place to talk about this stuff? I just want to talk. Please, just talk to me.
Do you want to fight?
No. I came here so excited to tell you I'm the project manager of the club. I came to tell you that your fiancé has been promoted and made a great, great offer. I came to tell you that I will make so much money that you won't need to work anymore. That we don't have to leave. I wanted to surprise you. So I came to Bahrami's office. I thought, so if he doesn't like his employees to mix business with personal matters, who cares if he sees me? What's the worst that could happen? But you surprised me, Ghazaleh.
Thank you.
I wish it were all a dream. I wish I would wake up and realize it was just all a dream.
I did translation work for Barabi. I worked for him part-time. You saw me there. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to.
I don't want to believe you. Do you have a problem with that?
No. I don't. You're right. If I were you, I would probably say the same things. And I'm not the type to cry. Cry to just make you feel sorry for me. Whatever I say now, you won't believe me. There are some things I have to tell you someday. Maybe I'll write to you. I asked you what you would do if you found out one day that I'm not the person you think I am. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember. I told you you are who I think you are, but you are not Gazale.
I'm the same Gazale. I love you just as much as I did before. Nothing has changed.
But you've completely changed.
Saman! You promised me that if we broke up one day, you'd keep your watch on this same hour. Rashid! I've got work to do, you know. I can't be at your constant beck and call, Rashid.
Where have you been?
What's wrong with you? Will you tell me?
Nushin knows everything. I don't know how, but she knows everything. She's left me now.
Well, go find her. Bring her back.
She said if I try to find her, she'll turn me in.
What does she know?
I don't know. Enough to go to the police. Why should any of that make any difference?
So now you've called me to this dump for what exactly?
I can't trust anyone but you.
Is that the reason you had me followed by one of my own people?
Forget about all what's happened in the past. Business is business. Well, I've got to watch my own back, don't I?
You watched it real good.
Nushin wasn't the type of woman to spy on me. Or maybe she was, I don't know.
Find her and get rid of her. You know that's your only hope. You've got to find her.
No. I can't. I can't do that. I am still in love with her. She is the mother of my children. I need to lay low for a while. I'll see what she does. If she keeps silent, I'll come out and we'll see what to do.
So what's this all got to do with me?
But you are the only person that I trust.
Are you afraid?
Wouldn't you be?
I guess I'd be a little afraid. You've got to lay low for a while. You shouldn't have brought me here, you know. If someone's watching you, I'll be in trouble, too.
I wanted to give you a heads up so you would save yourself.
I didn't think you cared so much.
You're careful all your life. You watch your back. You try to stay alert so they won't put you under and lose everything. But then you get struck by the one person you didn't suspect. Of all the possible scenarios, I never thought my wife would do this to me. I've got nobody else that I can go to, Tamina.
Listen, just lay low for a while.
But how?
I know a place that can work. It's far, but you can stay there for a while till things go back to normal.
But where will you go?
I have some place I can go to for a while, I guess.
Is it safe? This place you're talking about?
If you know of a better place, feel free to go.
Wait a minute, okay? Just give me the address. You are all that I've got now. Do you not listen to what I am saying?
Do you have any unfinished business you want to tell me about?
No. No, no. I will give you all of the money that you need for hiding me. But I have nothing now. I swear at Benan's grave. I will make it up to you, I promise.
Stop talking about Benan. Benan's gone. I won't leave you high and dry. I'll think of something.
I promise I'll make it up to you. But if my place is safe, you'll be safe too, you know? We're partners, right?
Don't threaten me, Rashid. Don't make me regret what I'm doing.
I owe you big time, Tamina.
I'll go downstairs. I'm gonna take the car to the back alley. Meet me in 5.
Okay.
Yes. Shireen is dead. What do I care if you're not feeling good? I'm not feeling good myself. Don't call me again.
Thank you. Gazale! Gazale, wait, honey! I need to speak to you!
به من برگرد.